This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Jessica Farley. Jessica is the Health Promotions Coordinator for the Mitchell County Health Department. Today she's with us to talk about an upcoming community health assessment. Jessica, welcome. Tell us, what is a community health assessment?
Well, a community health assessment is basically where community members gain an understanding about the health concerns and the health care systems of the Mitchell County community. And they do this by identifying the issues, collecting data, and analyzing that data, and then disseminating the information to community assets to evaluate the strengths and the resources to assess that need. A community health assessment is basically a basis to discuss and act upon what the discussion's about.
Why should the community conduct an assessment?
Why they should conduct an assessment is to provide opportunity for multiple agencies, organizations, and even just community members to come together to identify and evaluate health concerns. The ultimate purpose for conducting an assessment is to provide knowledge about the community's health and create an environment for change and to improve the health of the community.
Who leads the community health assessment process?
The process starts with the people of Mitchell County. Anyone who is a citizen of Mitchell County can lead the community health assessment process. Anyone in the community who has a stake in the outcome can become involved. And since health is everyone's concern, every citizen can be a potential partner. In February, we formed a team to guide the CHA process, which when I say CHA, I mean the community health assessment. Many members included the public health, the health partnership, health care providers, hospitals and clinics, the media outlets, business and civic leaders, and just concerned community members at large.
Jessica, how was the community data collected?
Well, the team decided to collect community data in three ways, which was conduct listening sessions, where a listening session is where a group of people gather and you pretty much ask them the questions and they answer open-endedly questions, like how they really feel. And then we decided to do community opinion surveys, which is more closed-ended, where they have to pick multiple choice from a multiple choice list. And then they also chose to do key informant interviews, which is key leaders in the community that might have a say in the health issues. We conducted a total of 12 listening sessions in the community. We distributed over 1,000 surveys, but we only got 568 back, which is pretty good return rate. And then we also conducted two key informant interviews, and that was with Jesse Green, the health director for the Tover Health District, and Keith Holtzclaw, the CEO of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital.
Tell us about the findings.
After we analyzed all this data we collected from the community, along with the statistical data, we have narrowed the health concerns for Mitchell County to 10. Those 10 included substance abuse, including drugs and alcohol, unemployment and poverty rate, chronic disease, including diabetes and heart disease, cancer, unhealthy behaviors such as nutrition, physical activity, tobacco use and stress management, mental health issues and services offered, lack of medical resources such as insurance, urgent care facility, and lack of community resources as well, such as fitness centers and lack of teen and family activity centers.
10, that sounds like a lot. How are you going to select the health problems for Mitchell County?
And that's why I'm here today, Steve, is I came to invite everyone to the Community Health Assessment Public Forum, which is going to be held on Thursday, October 22nd at the Spruce Pine First Baptist Church. And everyone is welcome to attend, and we're offering breakfast from 8:30 to 10:30. And every citizen in Mitchell County is invited. And each of these top 10 health concerns will have an expert speaker of about 5 minutes, and each person from the community will vote on the top three concerns that we can adequately address with the resources we have in Mitchell County. After we host the public forum, we will narrow it down to the top three health concerns. We will come up with a plan of action, and when I say we, I mean the community health assessment team, and anybody can join the team at any time. So when I say we, I'm talking about the community. So the community will develop action plans on how we are going to reduce or eliminate the concern. And the results and actions will be presented to the community by PowerPoint presentations to local community leaders and elected officials. And we'll also have an executive summary brochure to be distributed to the general public, maybe by email, mass mailings, or just for them to pick up at local agencies, such as the library.
If anybody has any questions or needs information, about this process, what should they do? Maybe a phone number?
Sure. You can contact me anytime. Again, I'm Jessica Farley, and I work for the Mitchell County Health Department, and that number is 688-2371, and my extension is 34.
Thank you very much, Jessica Farley, the Health Promotions Coordinator for the Mitchell County Health Department. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.